Like many states, Wisconsin has its own version of the well-known Jessica's Law, named after a 9-year-old Florida girl who was assaulted and murdered in 2005. The law calls for lifetime tracking of child sex offenders. Wisconsin Representative Scott Suter of Abbotsford says Governor Doyle will be going back on a promise if he convinces the legislature to cut some corrections staff whose job it is to monitor child sex offenders 24/7. Department of Corrections spokesman John Dipko says those criminals will still be watched electronically, just a different way.
The changes make Wisconsin's GPS system not less effective, but more adaptive.
Republicans like Suter want real-time tracking of child sex offenders using global positioning satellites, not periodic monitoring that occurs when a felon's device is recharged. That so-called passive tracking is what's proposed in the governor's budget. It wouldn't apply to all offenders. The Corrections Department would determine which criminals might be eligible for transition from active GPS to passive. It's a cost-cutting option that Suter says is not necessary, despite the state's burgeoning budget deficit.
Look, the money's there on the federal level. We will work with anyone to find it. Even if we have to raise the amount per day that we charge offenders, we're willing to do that.
Suter suggests the state seek federal stimulus money. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.